Chapter 8. Owen. As the hole in the ark snaps shut, the two of us are left alone on the other side. Behind us, the wall of light rises high into the sky, a soft blue glow that radiates at our backs. Ahead, there is only the menacing darkness of an uneven, broken landscape. The desert of the wastes. Zara huddles beside me and I pull her close, staring straight ahead and waiting for my eyes to adjust.
"What do we do now?" Zara whispers, her voice sounding small and frightened.
"Survive," I reply simply, "and figure out a way to get back inside." She shakes her head.
"There's no way, Owen. I've read the histories. No one who has ever been exiled has been able to return to Tarsinium."
Her voice shrinks, becoming almost inaudible.
"We're trapped here. Forever."
I cup my hand beneath her chin and look deeply into her brown eyes.
"Don't talk like that. You're the most talented mage in the Conclave. If anyone can find a way back in, it's you."
She seems to brighten as I say this, her lines of worry softening around her eyes. "Besides," I add, looking back out at the darkness, "I've been trained as a ranger. Surviving in the wilderness is kind of my thing." She takes a deep breath, then nods resolutely.
"You're right."
She sounds a bit more courageous.
"We do make quite the team."
Then, under her breath, I hear her say,
"We can do this."
I release her and take a few steps forward, away from the glow of the arc. Ahead, I can see what looks like hills breaking up the landscape with jagged mounds of rock. Above, the stars shine like they do in Tarsinium. Only now they appear brighter, more vivid. Breathing in through my nose, I notice that the air is drier and dustier here, similar to the inside of a tomb. And it is cold, very, very cold.
"Let's go find some place to settle down for the night," I say in a low voice. "We can try to get our bearings tomorrow."
"Okay,"
Zara replies. I take her hand and begin pulling her along, carefully picking my way through the darkness. The ground is rough and stony, and several times we stumble, scuffing against large rocks or walking into small crags. As always, when a difficult situation arises, I find myself mentally going over the mantra of the ranger's oath.
"I swear by my life and my hope for salvation that I will abide by the oath of the rangers until my dying breath. Our solemn duty is to protect the borders of the realms of men from those enemies who would seek our destruction. The wilderness shall be our homestead, the sun and stars our only hearth. We will sacrifice everything, even our lives, for the defense of the kingdom, unto the death of those who would do us harm. We are the watchers in the woods, the arrows in the darkness. None shall pass by while we stand guard."
Historically, the rangers were established to keep a careful eye on the Ark of Radiance to make sure that no demons got through to threaten the rest of mankind. That charge never fully vanished, though memories of the R'hllar faded after many years. In recent times, the rangers' function has been more akin to patrolmen, wandering sheriffs who look after the interests of the king and who crush rebellions wherever they arise, while occasionally putting down a rabid beast or two. It seems that fate has thrust us back into the fight to fulfill our ancient oath. And it appears that I'm now in the center of it all, watching the borders from the outside despite the fact that I'm not yet even a full ranger. The light isn't without a sense of irony, it seems. "The arrows in the darkness," I whisper to myself, repeating the line from the oath. "I really wish that I had a few good arrows right about now, and a bow, too, for that matter." We continue on our way, wordlessly trekking through the unforgiving landscape, when a sound unexpectedly rips through the night air, chilling me to the bone. It sounds like a howl, though it's unlike any animal I've ever heard before, even the Darkhounds. The noise is guttural, like a deep wail, and it echoes off the stones of the hills, causing us to freeze in our tracks.
"What was that?"
Zara hisses, her hand squeezing mine more tightly.
"I don't know," I reply, keeping my voice steady. "But whatever it was, I don't want to stick around and find out. Come on."
I keep moving forward, tugging on Zara's hand to follow. The light of the stars is enough to go by, though the uneven terrain makes it difficult for us to move quickly. Soon we turn a corner into a ravine, and the glowing dome of the Ark falls out of sight. Again we hear the strange howling noise. This time it sounds much closer. Our hands become slick with sweat, and I can tell from the way Zara is holding me that she's terrified. "We need to find a place to hide," I think, squinting to try and find somewhere we can get out of sight. All around us, jagged rocks and scraggly brush choke the sloping ground. There has to be some place we can hunker down for the night. Finally, I spot a large boulder with a small, sheltered overhang. It rests just a few paces away at the base of one of the hills. "There," I whisper, climbing through some bushes on my way to the boulder. Their thorny branches scratch and tug at my breeches.
"Ow!"
grunts Zara, her leggings not as durable as my leathers. We eventually arrive at the spot, but not before another howl assaults our ears, this one now joined by a few distant-sounding ones.
"In here,"
I say in a hushed tone, ducking down beneath the overhang. Zara quickly follows, pressing up against the back of the rocky wall. I gather a few stones and some branches to cover the entrance to our little hideout, further concealing us within the crack. Then we wait, barely daring to breathe. The howling continues, reverberating over the hills, drawing nearer until they are so close we have to cover our ears. Outside, something moves in the darkness, passing through the ravine with heavy, lumbering footsteps. In an instant, the howling stops, allowing for a terrifying silence to fill the void. I shift slightly from my position beneath the rock, peering through the crack to see if I can catch a glimpse of whatever is following us. Zara squeezes my hand warningly, clearly worried about me making any noise, but I ignore her, determined to get a glimpse of what's hunting us. In front of our hiding place, not 10 paces away, is a nightmarish creature that I've never seen before. It's four-legged, approximately the size and girth of a large bear, only it plods along the ground like an enormous lizard, its belly scraping the dirt. Along its back is a series of ridges that appear to be spiny quills, similar to that of a porcupine, only on a much larger and thicker scale. Its tail, which curls behind it, is plated with carapace and is barbed at the tip like a scorpion. Its feet exhibit curving talons that rend the stones with a menacing sound. Like all the other demons, its eyes glow a bright, malevolent red, like twin coals set into its skull. Looking on in horror, I watch as it lifts its large, wedge-like head into the air and sniffs, reptilian nose sucking in air as it slowly swings its head from side to side.
"What in the 11 hells is that thing?"
I think, mesmerized by the grotesque creature. It continues wagging its head, sniffing the air and trying to determine where we've gone. Then, apparently unable to locate us, it opens its mouth wide and lets out a furious scream which causes me to fall back inside the overhang and plug my ears. The howls from its fellows come to match it, and eventually the creature begins crawling away into the night, continuing its search for food elsewhere. As it departs, Zara moves over to the crack to steal a glance at the monster, her eyes going wide as she lays eyes on it, before she quickly comes back to rest beside me. We sit in silence for a long time, clinging to each other while the howling grows fainter and fainter. Then, after a while, there's only the sound of our breathing and the faint rustle of the wind. We are, for the moment at least, alone once more.
"What was that thing?" I ask. "That wasn't like any demon I've ever seen."
"I think it was a manticore," Zara replies, voice trembling.
"A manticore?"
She nods. "They're demonic beasts known to roam the wilds. They aren't intelligent, but they're very dangerous. Predators that even the dark hounds feared."
I don't respond. There are no words of comfort or otherwise I can offer as we hide like insects beneath the rock. After a few minutes, Zara continues.
"What do we do now? I don't want to go out there while those beasts are wandering about."
"I think we found our shelter for the night," I reply. "Let's wait for daybreak, then see if they're still around. At the very least, we should be able to see them coming when it's light outside." "It isn't a perfect plan, but it's better than nothing." Zara lets out a small sigh and curls up next to me, resting at the back of our miniature cave. It feels strange bedding down outside of the Ark, but I find myself feeling grateful that I'm not alone. Whatever the morning brings, at least we'll be together. Closing my eyes, I attempt to find some sleep, although something tells me it isn't going to be a very restful night.